From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. troops around the globe are paying tribute to veterans this day, including in Afghanistan, where NATO allies have joined in commemorations. This as the military alliance reports the death of another soldier killed in an insurgent attack in southern Afghanistan. At the Tomb of the Unknowns, President Obama took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in honor of fallen service members. And taps played as President Obama and others stood in silence. Italy's Senate has approved a package of economic reforms demanded by the European Union. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that it's a first step toward replacing Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
The Senate voted 156-12 to pass the bill, which now goes to the lower house and is expected to be approved by tomorrow. Berlusconi lost his majority Tuesday and promised to step down as soon as the austerity bill wins full approval. That could happen as early as tomorrow evening. There are increasing indications that economist Mario Monti is waiting in the wings to be tapped to form a national unity government, but it's not clear how much parliamentary support it will have. The main center-left opposition parties are firmly backing Monti. Berlusconi's own party is sharply divided between Monti backers and those wanting elections. And Berlusconi's partner in his outgoing coalition, the Northern League, will not back the new government. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In Greece, a colorful swearing-in ceremony was held today for Prime Minister Loukas Papadimos, a global financial expert who heads a new coalition cabinet to also help save Greece from bankruptcy. Americans seem to be feeling better about the economy. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that a closely watched gauge of consumer sentiment is at its highest level in 5 months.
The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan's preliminary index of consumer sentiment in November topped analysts' expectations. Overall, consumer sentiment rose to 64.2, compared with October's final reading of 60.9. Analysts had expected a smaller rise. The index climbed on the strength of consumer expectations. The survey shows respondents were less likely to expect the economy to worsen in the year ahead and were less pessimistic about the labor market, even as they remained gloomy about their own finances. A recovery of optimism among consumers is key to economic growth. Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of economic activity. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
One of the Mexican government's most prominent figures in its battle with drug cartels is dead. Francisco Blake Mora, the country's interior secretary and second highest official, was among eight people killed today in a helicopter crash southeast of Mexico City. This is NPR. The United Nations is accusing Sudan of bombing a refugee camp in the newly independent country of South Sudan. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the United States is worried about the rising tensions in that region.
The UN's top peacekeeping official confirmed reports that Sudan's armed forces dropped at least two bombs near a refugee camp in South Sudan. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice called it outrageous and says this is a moment for restraint.
The government of Sudan needs to halt all offensive actions against the South immediately. And the South needs to have the wisdom and the restraint not to take the bait and not to respond in kind.
Sudan accuses the South of supporting rebel movements in the North. South Sudan says its former rulers in the North are always trying to blame others for their problems. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A conference is underway on saving the Atlantic bluefin tuna, which has been overfished to meet demands in the world's sushi markets. Delegates from 48 countries are in Turkey trying to determine how to monitor illegal catches. The European Union's Executive Commission is expected to propose electronic surveillance. In Turkey, meanwhile, efforts underway to find more victims of Wednesday's earthquake in the city of Van. The death toll now stands at 19 so far. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 255 points, more than 2% at 12,149, in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up nearly 2% at 2676. S&P 500 about 2%. It's at 1263. This is NPR.